the Creator. Now, where'd he come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book, How Could a Loving God?
Well, how do I answer people when they try to stump me with the question, well, where did God come from? By the way, it's important for us to be able to give reasons for our faith, including the answer to this question. If we as Christians declare there's a God who created all things, well, we need to be able to defend our faith. And besides, we're told in the book of Romans that there's enough evidence in the world to convince everyone that God is creator. Now think about it. We know that cars and airplanes don't just get there by chance. Somebody made them. When we look at the complexities of life, we recognize there has to be an intelligence behind them because life is built on information. The Bible tells us, in the beginning, God. So the infinite creator God has always been and always will be. This is the most logical scientific statement you could actually ever make. And if you don't believe in God, then you have to accept by blind faith that matter, by itself, arranged itself into complex information systems against what we observe. God wasn't created. He is the creator.
One of the most intriguing resources we make available to you is an audio CD that offers a biblical look at the Islamic faith. If you send us a gift of any amount today, we'll send it off in the mail to you. The CD is easy to receive. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.